Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. Right now, we're living through something that we've never been a part of before. Our way of life drastically different than what it's been. And for me, I need help. I need a lot of help, to be honest with you, because I am a guy that's addicted to going to the gym, and I work out like 5 days a week, but I am a Lifetime Fitness member, and we all know that the gyms are closed. So how do you stay fit? How do you stay active at home during the coronavirus? Joining us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, Allie Holman, national fitness expert and creator of CoreCamper.com. Give her a follow on Twitter, at CoreCamper. She joins us now here on Late Night. Allie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So happy to have you on the show tonight, and it is timely to do so. And, I know that I've been, you know, keeping you up past your bedtime tonight, but the people need to hear from you because we are all good at utilizing tips from you on how to stay fit as we live through the coronavirus. So, you know, number one, I'm one of those traditional have a membership to a brick and mortar gym that I go to 5 days a week. And like
right.
many, I'm struggling a bit with that, you know, being an option currently, not being an option. For 10 years, you've offered 20-minute daily online workouts at CoreCamper.com. For those out there that are not aware, I know that most people in Minnesota are aware of what you do. I've seen you many times on WCCO on the television side. Give people insight as to what CoreCamper.com is all about.
Well, first of all, when we launched CoreCamper 10 years ago, people thought we were absolutely crazy. I have been a trainer for about 20 years, and I ran boot camps, ran classes. And what would happen is either somebody would, maybe their spouse was out of town and they couldn't leave their kids and couldn't come to class, or they didn't have the time to drive to the gym and work out, or I would go do television in another state and someone would say, gosh, I would love to work out with you, but you live in Minneapolis. And so we came up with this idea to create these quick online workouts that people could literally do in their pajamas. You don't have to brush your teeth. You don't have to worry, does my butt look good in these pants? Nothing. And so we wanted to create something where people could fit in fitness. And this also coincided with the time when I had more smaller kids. And I remember before I had kids, people would say, I can't get to the gym. And I'd be like, oh, excuses, excuses. But when you throw on kids on top of work and everything else, sometimes the last thing you have time to do after you work out, after you work all day, is to go work out, or you feel guilty for doing it because you've already been away from your family all day. So we launched CoreCamper, and we have been full steam ahead for the last 10 years. And actually, just during this pandemic, more and more people have been reaching out to us and saying, okay, tell us a little bit more about this online thing. How does it work? Because as you said, right now, we don't have a choice. We're all stuck at home, and we're all getting irritated. We're getting a little antsy. And so one of the best things to do is to get active, not only for your physical health, but your mental health as well.
Yeah, and you know, it looks like that you have detailed weekly meal plans, you've got recipes, you've got grocery lists, you've even got, you know, kids workouts for all the people out there that do have children.
Yes. Well, as we know, my kids are doing this distance learning, and it's amazing. I give the teachers full props, but They came down, no kidding, Henry, at like 9:30 in the morning. They're like, okay, we're done for the day. We got all of our stuff done. I'm like, wait a minute. You guys are supposed to be busy all day doing this. So sometimes it's really good to give your kids a task, a workout that you can literally just pull up on your TV and say, here, do this. And so that's kind of what we wanted to do. And of course, my daughters, who are 14 and 10, they don't have a choice. They're part of the business, and that they teach these workouts for kids. And then we do have three difficulty levels of our 20-minute online workouts, because here's the thing. A lot of people, you know, like you say you work out 5 days a week and you're regular at the gym. And that's intimidating to a lot of people, because you want to get started at the gym and you think, I walk in, I see all these people on machines, I don't know what to do. I already don't feel great about myself because maybe I'm not in the best shape or the shape that I used to be in when I played sports or whatever. And so sometimes doing this at home takes that pressure off of, the mental pressure off. So you can just kind of focus on, hey, this is my goal and my task at hand, and I don't have to worry about what anybody else thinks.
That's a great point, because I think that a lot of people have had that throughout the years when we talk about the gym and being intimidated that way, because, you know, you feel like, well, if I don't look the part, then I'm going to struggle and I'm not going to. And part of being a person that wants to be healthy and live a fit lifestyle is having the confidence to do so. And I think that one of the things that is so great about CoreCamper.com is the fact that you are instilling that confidence in the people that that work out with you.
It's true. And, you know, a lot of people, they kind of make that synonymous even with women. Well, women are self-conscious about doing this. And I've been doing this for so long, and believe it or not, I actually have just as many guys reach out to me and say, because you look back and you say, okay, I played high school football, or I played hockey, or I did this, and I was in such great shape. And like, you fast forward 20 years and you go, how did this happen? You know, I mean, how did I let myself get to this point? And I think it's really important to take the shame out of that when you're talking about fitness and say, no matter where you start, we're all starting somewhere. And it really is not a journey that has a start and a finish. When you're talking about being fit, it really is just a long-term journey. And sometimes on those journeys, you take detours, but that's okay. You get back on that main road and you get working towards your goals. And I think when people can look at it like that versus, you know, oh, I failed, so I'm no good at this, or, you know, I can't stick with it. It really, when you shift your mindset to, hey, I might have taken a little pit stop, but I'm back on my goals, and that's okay. I think that really, it really helps people stick with it and not feel guilty about not making their health a priority.
We're talking to Allie Holman, national fitness expert and creator of CoreCamper.com here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. Give her a follow on Twitter at CoreCamper. I think that there's something else that I want you to address in regards to a lot of the people out there that maybe are in the boat like me that typically go to a brick-and-mortar place. I don't necessarily have, like, the weights at home, right? And I think there are some people that are a little bit, you know, scared and freaked out because they are without equipment. Can you talk to those individuals that are without equipment, or maybe just talk to them about maybe how they could do some things at home with household items?
That's right. Well, I take responsibility for renaming treadmill the dreadmill. I absolutely hate it. I don't like running to nowhere. I don't like, you know, and I don't like throwing people on machines and saying, here, do this, you know, because I think a lot of times we don't realize that we were actually born with the best piece of exercise equipment, and that is our own body weight. And that's kind of what all of our workouts revolve around, their body weight workouts. Sometimes we throw in a set of weights, but they're all sectioned out. So let's say you don't have any equipment. We have thousands of workouts in our archives that you can access that require zero equipment, or maybe a chair that you have, a couch. I mean, there's just, so if you look around your house, and actually I'm kind of doing these things on Instagram every day where I did toilet paper, paper towels, did a laundry basket, did a 24-pack of water, a Swiffer. So it's amazing kind of the things you look around your house, especially during this quarantine, because you're really starting to look around your house and think, okay, what all do I have here? What all do I need to organize? And you really look at, and you can look at almost everything as a piece of exercise equipment if you get creative with it.
For the novice out there that's listening and hearing you for the first time, and will go to your website and want to dive in and see what all you have in store for everybody out there. What would you say is the minimum amount of time per day that they should get in some sort of physical activity in terms of like trying to exercise and work their muscles? I know that you have the 20-minute online workouts. Would you say that 20 minutes is the minimum?
Yeah, I would say 20 minutes. The other thing that I'm encouraging people to do is when we're working from home, sometimes you tend to not be as on point or on your game as you are when you have to get dressed and go into the office and drive and, you know, walk down, talk to coworkers. You know, you may be in your sweatpants. You may be kind of feeling a little less motivated. I tell people even once an hour, even start with baby steps. If you could say, okay, from 8 to 4 today, I'm going to do 5 push-ups every single hour, just 5, or maybe I can do 10, just depending on your fitness level. Just take note of how much more energized you feel throughout the day, just throwing in those little bursts of exercise. You'd be amazed, because the mind-body connection is so real. By getting your body moving, you also stimulate your mind, your mood, your mindset. If your spouse is at home with you, if you guys are both trying to work from home, I guarantee you'll be nicer to each other. So I really do, just little baby steps like that make a huge difference.
I think that one of the things that I am concerned about for all of us, Allie, is everybody's mental health during all of this. And I say that because my journey from a physical in a fitness standpoint began in 1998, after I had lost a loved one who was in the best shape of his life. He was playing college football, literally in the SEC championship a couple years prior when he was a freshman. And ultimately, a virus attacked his heart. He got sick. He needed a heart transplant, and he passed away, you know, at the age of 21. And so I learned a lot from that, because it told me that your health can come and go in the blink of an eye. And I said, if my cousin can pass away that quickly and lose his health that quickly, I need to get myself in shape. And in that particular time in my life, I was totally out of shape. I weighed 233 pounds, and I'm all of like 5'9". And so the first year, I remember the week after I left the funeral, he played at the University of Arkansas. After the funeral, got back to Minnesota, I went and got a membership at a gym, and the first year I lost 25 pounds, and I started building up confidence in myself. I started to like what I was seeing in the mirror, and I became dedicated to it. And then the next year, I lost 25 more pounds, and anybody out there that's, you know, trying to get in shape, the first 25, a little bit easier than the second 25, right? And so at that point in time, I said to myself, I want to continue this journey of trying to remain and be as healthy as I can. And I just really got into the fitness thing, right? I say all of that to get to the point of the mental health, because I think that there are a lot of people, and I talked to a friend earlier today that's dealing with this, like we all are, you know, coronavirus, and we're a little bit less active, and we're kind of sheltered, and we're hunkered down, and we're quarantined and all that stuff. And she was struggling. She quite frankly is struggling a little bit, because other than taking her dog for a walk or, you know, maybe getting out just for a little bit of time, she is battling the being hunkered down and not being able to really talk and see people. And she says that she's not eating the way that she typically does. She's a really healthy, you know, eater in terms of like what she cooks and meal preps and all that stuff, whatever. So from a mental health perspective, does that kind of scare you a little bit, that a lot of us are just really maybe going into a dark place that we haven't been before?
Oh yeah, I do. And actually, I have a lot of people even just reach out to me or make comments and say, hey, thanks for posting this, because I needed this today. And you know, I usually don't get those type of comments. I'll get comments like, hey, great ideas, a great workout. But a lot of people have said, I needed this. And my challenge for you, or anyone out there, is, you know, you've heard the old adage, it takes 21 days to make a habit, right? And I really do believe that. And you probably, you know, even when you started your fitness journey, when you think about this, after the first month, didn't it become part of your norm? And when you didn't do it, it didn't feel right. Well, we're kind of forced for the next, it's ironically almost 21 days, to be a change in our routine, and we maybe have a little more time than we normally have, more free time because we can't go out and socialize, we can't go out to eat. And so maybe shift your mindset and say, okay, it takes 21 days to make a habit. I'm going to take these next 21 days and commit it to my health, because I usually don't have the time to do this because I'm so busy with life. And now life is, you know, it hasn't been my choice, but it's slowed down quite a bit. So here's a challenge for me. For the next 21 days, I'm going to make my health a priority. I'm going to try to exercise 5 days a week. I'm going to try to, I wanted to make this healthy recipe that I never have the time to try to make. I'm going to make a food diary and track kind of what I'm eating so I can become more aware. And I'll tell you, you know, you told the story that about your cousin. And one of the things that I've learned over the years is that health is the great equalizer. You can't buy it. You can't steal it. It's something that you truly have to earn. And it frustrates a lot of people because there's some people that can go out and buy anything they want in the world, but they can't buy a healthy body. They can't buy a healthy physique or a healthy mindset. And so that really does put us all on an equal playing field where it's available to all of us. And so think about that. Think that there's so many things in the world that maybe aren't available to all of us. So many people have so many other advantages, whether it be born into a different family or, you know, a different race, or you have those advantages that other people don't right off the bat. But when it comes to health, we all are on that equal playing field for the most part. And we can kind of embrace that and say, all right, for the next 21 days when I'm forced to kind of be at home and be under this quarantine, I'm going to look back on this and say, yeah, it was scary. It was weird. It was terrible, maybe financially stressful on me, but I did do something positive out of this. So, you know, I hope that some people can, after they are in that funk, can kind of turn that around and say, I'm going to do something with these next few weeks that is productive and that is beneficial to me and my health, which ironically, the reason why we are all home right now is an attempt to be healthy and to make sure that other people around us, and we're thinking about others, and that they stay healthy.
Give her a follow on Twitter, at CoreCamper, and also check out the website, CoreCamper.com. Allie Holman, national fitness expert and creator of CoreCamper.com. Allie, I appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much for being such a motivational person. You do an amazing job with everything that you do in terms of the fitness and health field, and I'm glad you came on the show. And let's do it again. I got to get those abs of steel like you.
Yeah, the only time is if I come in person, we both have to wear half shirts or something.
Oh, no, you're not putting me – no, you're already putting me to shame. I'm not doing the half shirts. I'm not Ezekiel Elliott of the Dallas Cowboys. I will leave that to you. Once you get me there, then I'll be all down for the cause.
Okay.
All right,
well,
take care.
Well, thank you for having me on. It was my pleasure.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate it. That's Allie Holman joining us here, Lake Night, News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.